Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Within view of the pipeline, Teresa Red Terry lives with her husband on Bent Mountain. She's fought the pipeline for years, partly because she's concerned that an accident could lead to an explosion.
I don't like them taking my life for money. I don't want to be in town when it blows up and coming home to no husband.
Terry says they have no plans to move. Some residents who live along the route don't have financial means to relocate, says Russell Chisholm, co-director of Protect Our Water Heritage Rights and a resident near the pipeline in Giles County.
I don't know how else to express how angry, infuriated, grief-stricken I am in this moment.
Chisholm's organization and three others from West Virginia and Virginia hosted a news conference Wednesday. They say there are many questions over safety that haven't been answered and would like the government to release more detailed information about inspections of MVP. Chisholm's number one concern is that an explosion may occur along the route. He points to slips and landslides during construction and the unstable geography for parts of the route. Although pipeline explosions do occur, the Pipeline Safety Trust says it's a low likelihood that someone living along a pipeline will ever be affected by one. I'm Roxy Todd.